kingdom to be known in the world. Communities of faith like this have to live and pray the truth that we have known as we worship together. And so when we come to the offering, it is about the giving of our money, but it is also about the giving of our lives to all that God has called us to do in loving Him and in loving one another. Please don't be embarrassed if you're not prepared for the offering. Just pass the plate on to the person next to you. We bring our offering.
And we thank you for all those who've gone before us here.
And we thank you for the faith passed down from generation to generation. Loving God, we think of that picture of Jesus in the wilderness. And for Jesus, that was a very real place of isolation and loneliness and fear and hunger. And so today, O God, we pray for those who live literally in a wilderness. Those today who will have not enough to eat or to drink, will not have the medicines they need to get better. Lord, forgive us for our selfishness. Forgive us for our inward looking that stops us from seeing the great need and pain of the world around about us. And we thank you this morning for our young people down in the hall. We thank you for the pancakes that they've been making. And we pray for the money that will go to the charity Christians Against Poverty. And we pray for the work of that charity reaching out to those in this country and in this nation and in this town who are struggling with poverty right now. Lord, help us to be generous of heart. Loving God, we pray this morning for ourselves, for sometimes we find ourselves in a wilderness in our own hearts. We feel we have hit a bit of a wall, and we cannot see a way through or around or over or beneath. Help us in that frightening place to know that we are not alone. Lord, some of us carry all kinds of burdens, even some that we feel we cannot share with others. Thank you, O God, that in Jesus Christ you have come to hold us and help us, to lead us and guide us. You know all about us and love us still. And in this season of Lent, would you help us, God, to be brave enough to look both inward at our own lives and to look upward to you and what it might mean to trust you more fully with the lives that we are leading now. Today, Lord God, we pray for all those who are mourning and sad. Comfort them, we pray. We pray for those living very much in the heart of fear around about the COVID virus. We pray for them. Lord, comfort them. We pray for those struggling with all different forms of addiction. Lord, comfort them. And Lord, we pray for ourselves, families, to gather together and now set back out into the world, that we may be bearers of your light and your love wherever we go. And in the stillness now, O God, hear our own prayer from the heart. Lord, hear us. Graciously hear us. Jesus promises, "Lo, I will be with you always, to the very end of the age." Our prayers we bring in his name. Amen. I can hear rumblings from downstairs, which means I think the pancakes must be pretty much ready. I do issue again that invitation for you to join us. I know that you folks might want to see some photographs and so on at the end of the service. If you do want to join us down in the halls, from the front of the building here, you simply go out the door and down the stairs there. From the back of the building, you go out into the entrance way, and there's a set of stairs there. There's also a lift there as well. One thing that would be good to remind you about, or just to highlight, on the back of the order of service today, Messy Church is coming back, and Messy Church is happening on the 28th of March, which is a Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, and it's for anyone from age 0
up to primary four, but you need to bring a grown up with you. So if you've got children or young folk you'd like to bring, grandchildren or whatever, we have a time for crafts and activities. We have some music together, a Bible story, and then we're having food together. I was about to say what the food is, and now I think it's burgers this month. So that's the invitation, particularly for any of you that are visiting with us, and you've got little ones that you'd like to bring along to that, you're most welcome. We're going to conclude our worship with one of my favourite hymns of praise. It's number 55 in our books, and it is "Safe in the Shadow of the Lord," and we'll remain standing at the end of this song of worship for our benediction.
Near or far, in this world or the next, this day and forever.